Look, I'd love to take you back to almost a year ago to the day, the 12th of October, 2019, the day when Eliud Kipchoge became the first human in history to run a marathon in under 2 hours. Maybe you watched it on TV. And you know, on that day, that special occasion, there was a hashtag that was trending all over social media, the number one trending hashtag, and this was it. Hashtag no human is limited. How things can change in a year, right? Because as many of us, most of us maybe, across the UK, Ireland and the world, are going into new restrictions. I think if the 12th of October 2020 was to be summed up using a hashtag, this would probably be more of an apt one. Every human is limited, or at least every human has been limited in some way this year, because 2020 is the year when we've had to accept limits on life, limits on our socializing, on where we can work, limits on our involvement in sport, even limits on how close we can stand to other people. 2020, a year where we have realized that every human is, in fact, limited. But you know, this is something that the Bible has been saying for years. Because here's what it says in Psalm 103. As for man, that's you and me, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. For the wind blows over it and it's gone. And its place remembers it no more. Two big limitations on life for all of us as humans, according to what it says here. And here's the first one. Life is fragile and out of our control. See, we've got this picture of a flower and it's flourishing in the field. Maybe you can see it in your mind's eye. It's bright, it's standing tall, it's vibrant, it's in its prime. It's like Eliud Kipchoge running across that finish line with his arms aloft in that marathon. As much as it pains me to say this, it's Liverpool Football Club for the last season. Think of times in your sport, your best times in sport. Think of your happiest memories in life, the times where you have felt most alive. See, we know people do flourish in life because we've all experienced times of flourishing. But look how quickly that picture of the flower changes. Because all of a sudden, without warning, the winds of life, they blow. And that flower is gone. The Bible says the truth about life is it's fragile and ultimately out of our control. And 2020 is a year where we have seen and experienced that maybe most acutely in life. The year when the sport we love to play just stops. The job we felt secure in is gone. Our health or the health of those that we love suddenly taken. Life is fragile and life is out of our control. And here's the second big limitation on life, according to what it says here. Life is fleeting and it will not last forever. See that picture of the flower? It's flourishing in the field one moment, and then the winds blow and it's gone. And it's the end of that sentence, which I think is most striking. The place where it stood remembers it no more. It was almost like it was never there. I wonder if you know who this guy is coming up on the screen. I'm pointing the wrong way, this other way. Roger Bannister. People maybe knew that out there. Some people may be thinking, who is this old guy here on this track? Well, in 1958, Roger Bannister, his name was ringing out across the world because that was the year when Roger Bannister became the first human being in history to run a mile in under 4 minutes. Incredible. But actually, it's become something of kind of commonplace now. It's a record that's been broken over 500 times in America alone. And you know, on my Strava account during lockdown, at least, there were props even in my rugby team who were claiming to have clocked up 4 minute miles. No jokes. See, in 1958, this was an incredible feat. Still is. But it's a feat that's been eclipsed many, many times. And there's many of you that don't even know who Roger Bannister is. And you know, in 50 years' time, or sometime down the line, it will probably be the same story for Eliud Kipchoge. Because the truth about life is, it moves on. Success, recognition, honor and glory, all of it is fleeting. Just like that flower, here 1 minute, gone the next. But an even harsher truth than that to face up to is that even our very lives on this earth are fleeting and won't last forever. Because our ultimate limitation in life, the one thing that none of us can outrun or escape or avoid, is that our lives will one day come to an end on this earth. The Bible is upfront with us about the truth about life. Every human is limited. And maybe it's got you asking, if this is the way life is, if this is the reality of life for all of us, then what hope do any of us have in life? Well, the Bible has incredible life-changing news for us. Because despite our limitations, the Bible says every human has hope. Look what the next sentence says in Psalm 103. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him. You see, if you were to go away and read the rest of this section in the Bible, it tells of a God who made you, who knows you, who loves you. And the truth is, he actually made you to flourish in life forever. But the reason why life is the way it is, why it's fragile and broken, why it ultimately ends in death, is because God created us to be in relationship with him, to flourish in life with him, not without him. And what we've all done is we've turned away from God. We've gone our own way, tried to flourish on our own without him. And the consequences of that choice are sad and they're serious, because we are cut off from God, cut off from the giver of life, not just now, but one day forever in eternity. It's a bleak picture, but there is still hope. Psalm 103 tells us that there is a God whose love is limitless. His love for anyone who puts their hope in him is steadfast. It's unwavering. It's not fragile or fleeting. It's a love that goes from everlasting to everlasting. And you know, God shows his limitless love for us in sending his son Jesus Christ into this world to die on the cross on our behalf, and 3 days later to rise to life again, to show that you and I can be forgiven for trying to flourish in life on our own without God, to make the way for us to be reconnected again with the source of all life, and to give us the hope of eternity with him forever, where we will flourish forever. Every human is limited. But the truth of the Bible is, every human has hope. Hope for the future. Hope even in the face of death. But only if we turn to God and accept his love for us in his son Jesus Christ. Only if we place our trust in life in him. So here's what I want to leave you with tonight. A question as I finish. Think about your life for a moment. What is it that you're currently placing your hope in? And maybe a question that you could talk to the person who invited you along tonight. A question you could talk about later. What would it take for you to put your hope in Jesus Christ?